Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, hopefully this is the last of it, AccuWeather says. The forecast at least calls for this to be the last really hot day we'll have this week. There's a trade-off, though, with some rain and heavy storms coming through over the next few days, but at least there's a cool-down associated with it. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center for us with more. Brian?
Yeah, this time Friday, Larry, it may end up being 25 to 30 degrees cooler than what we are experiencing right now, which is temperatures in the mid to upper 90s across the area. So we still have the heat advisory. It's 8 o'clock this evening for much of the tri-states. Extreme heat warnings still in effect for northeastern New Jersey. Air quality alerts for ground level ozone through this evening as well, as we'll continue to see these high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. But tomorrow, highs will be back into the 80s. But as Larry is talking about, the risk for showers and thunderstorms increases. We'll have some heavy downpours into tomorrow night, and there is now a flood watch in effect from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon through 2 p.m. on Friday. Larry?
Yep, it is a trade-off. A cool down, but we'll get some rain to go along with it. Also following things down at the MTA, where board members are kicking around the adage, brother, can you spare a dime? That's how much bus and subway tickets might go up to round out the $3 one-way fare starting in January, if it all goes through. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley with more.
Come January, subway and bus fares are likely going up to $3 for a single ride.
We are leaving this concept of a prepaid, paid up front, unlimited time-based pass. We're leaving that behind with MetroCard.
Jesse Lazarus, the MTA's deputy chief for commercial ventures, tells us that's not the only thing going up. You'll also likely see increases in express bus rides, commuter trains, and tolls on bridges and tunnels.
Express bus riders would never pay more than $67 in any 7-day period, and they'd receive unlimited express bus, local bus, and subway rides. Again, all without prepaying.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today, the MTA just greenlit a request from Connecticut for what amounts to a 10% fare hike on a portion of the Metro North that runs through that state. This is for riders on the section of the New Haven line that runs through Connecticut. MTA board member Neil Zuckerman isn't a fan of the hike, but says it's ultimately the state's decision there.
I don't think this is an affordability solution. I think what they're doing is actually a harming gesture to their riders, but it's their riders in that sense, and we're just carrying them.
Yeah, if the CT Department of Transportation approves the plan, the fee will go up by 5% on September 1st and the other 5% July 1st of 2026. The MTA's board meeting came to an abrupt halt, meantime, when somebody pulled off a Zoom bomb.
As someone was testifying in the meeting, the screen went black and video of a naked man popped up while racial slurs were heard in the background. Chairman Jana Lieber says a group of people with fake names got into the meeting.
Obviously an unpleasant moment, but IT shut it down within literally a second or two, and we'll take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again.
It's not the first time this has happened in an MTA board meeting, and it happened just last week as a group of New Jersey officials were in a Zoom meeting planning for the gubernatorial debates. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Disturbing charges, meantime, against three former employees of a Manhattan daycare accused of abusing multiple toddlers under 24 months old. Evelyn Vargas, Lasha Towns, and Shakia Hanley all worked at the Bright Horizons Columbus Circle location. They're each accused of different instances of mistreatment. Vargas faces the most allegations, though, accused of subjecting at least 9 toddlers to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse, including dragging kids by the arms and hair and taping a little girl's mouth shut, restricting her breathing. No, she didn't. Similar allegations leveled against the other two, charges including endangering the welfare of a child, assault, and strangulation are pending. Manhattan's 14th Street getting a multi-million dollar upgrade and a partnership between the city and local business improvement districts.
Julie Stein of the Union Square Partnership is looking forward to a public-private arrangement that will improve and enhance 14th Street.
This project will be about coming up with a full vision for the 14th Street corridor from the Hudson River to the East River.
The mayor's office announcing combined funding for a study. Stein says it's expected to include upgrades for Union Square Park.
I think it's looking at how to make sure that this anchor park that we all love really feels like a 21st century public space.
That will involve better pathways and safety features while keeping the classic structure of the park. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Two Brooklyn men facing charges meantime, accused of staging multiple car crashes so they could cash in with fraudulent insurance claims. Prosecutors say one of the men planned the crashes by luring in participants with promises of cash payouts, while the other guy drove the vehicles involved in the crashes. This includes an incident on the Belt, which was caught on dash cam and made the rounds online last year. Duo faces a long list of charges, including insurance fraud, staging a motor vehicle accident, and conspiracy, each of them facing up to 15 years in prison, where they'll be making license plates. Oh, boy. Out at Kennedy, somebody recently tried to bring corals into the country in violation of multiple laws around endangered species, so naturally, they were confiscated. But now, they're being given a new life at the New York Aquarium. Not the guys, but the coral. Some 200 pieces of corals included in the shipment, and now they're being rehabilitated for the aquarium's propagation program. They'll eventually be placed in the aquarium's public reef exhibits, which aim to teach visitors about coral ecosystems and what threats they face from climate change to illegal trade, such as the case. Well, an update on a story we told you about involving a guy who worked at a Long Island sleep clinic and allegedly filmed people without their consent. Hundreds of people now signing on to a new lawsuit.
Attorney Nathan Worksman says Northwell Health should have known that a now former employee was putting up a fake smoke detector in the bathrooms with a camera inside at the beginning of his shift, then taking it down at the end of his shift.
We need to get to the bottom of what he did with those. Were they put on the internet?
He represents 250 children and adults who say they were patients at either Northwell's Sleep Center or Star's Rehab Center where it happened. Danielle is one of his clients. She spoke exclusively to 1010 Winds.
And the last thing in my mind was that was going to happen.
Northwell Health says safeguarding the privacy of the patients and employees will remain a high priority. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark.
Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.